This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Globalists have been exploiting the third world and suppressing it in their own admissions for decades. Now they've weaponized it, made it politically correct, are paying those people to come here, not to be absorbed, but to hate the country. And the folks really warning us are good people that have immigrated here from all over the world. But here's a video that's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I meant to get this on Friday. We're going to repost it to the front page of Infowars, and I'm going to telegram it out. On Telegram, or is it Telegraph? We've already got like 9,000 followers. I haven't really plugged our Telegram or Telegraph account. In fact, can we go to Infowars.com? I'll show you on the front page. There's a little blue triangle right under the Watch Live triangle or Listen Live triangle. You click that, it's Telegraph. Or is it Telegram? Point is, it's an open free Twitter. Got like 300 million users now, and it's the way to go. See it right over there where it says Alex Jones Show up on the top. We'll just take our time here, where it says the Alex Jones Radio Show. You see that right up there in the top right-hand corner, bigger than Dallas, Texas. You see where it says listen now, that blue triangle? Well, look right down below it. There's another blue triangle right there. And if you click on that, I want to click on it so I can tell people the name because I'm teleprompter free. It takes you to this organization. And so my question, begging for help in my ear, I don't have a teleprompter, but I do beg for stuff on air sometimes. The name of it, is it Telegram or Telegram? And then what's the URL for it? I want to tell people how to go there. Just going to keep going. Just click home on it. Just going to keep rolling. Because I've been meaning to plug this for weeks, and I haven't. But I am now. No, I meant go to the home page on Telegram. Just going to keep rolling. I think it's like tsomething.me. There it is. And then what's the URL? Because this little happy camper wants to give people the URL on radio because only a fraction of our viewers are on television. Well, maybe next time. My eyes aren't that good. But hopefully yours out in cyberspace are. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Lyman, here is the video of a call to prayer. Now, if you were playing a Christian call to prayer, at any decibel near this, they would shut it down. Like, Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, your only Lord and Savior. You're going to hell if you don't go with Jesus Christ. People get mad at street preachers screaming at their regular audible. But Islamists, people don't know in Europe, living there in closing, people don't know that in Europe, this is, and all over the world, it's a sign of domination, isn't it?
Absolutely. And anywhere in the world that they congregate in this manner. We just had the end of Ramadan in Birmingham. Birmingham, UK, just one city, over 100,000 turned out to the park to mark the end of Ramadan. That's just one UK city. And these things are happening across. I mean, you can see these videos in Los Angeles, in London, in Berlin, in Stockholm. This is the same situation is playing out everywhere. And if you recall also in Brooklyn, they recently just launched that Sharia patrol where the cars look just like NYPD vehicles. So things are afoot in Brooklyn that we probably want to look more into.
Well, Dan, I really appreciate you. We're going to have you back soon. EuropeWars.com. God bless you.
Cheers.
Now, I didn't get time to play this because I went off on a jag about Telegram, but it's T.me. And there's a whole bunch of platforms popping up to counter Twitter and Facebook and Google and all of it. I think Paul's up like 50,000 on there, Tommy Robinson even more. I haven't plugged it on the show, but the easiest thing is go to Infowars.com. Up at the top of the site, right there, you can click on that little blue triangle under the listen now, and it will take you there where you can sign up and follow us there. And it's got video. It's got a lot of other great functions. So hopefully you'll join. And really what it is a paper airplane, a lot better than a little bird. Oh, and it doesn't spy on you. It's not politically correct. We really like it. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, a big plug for Telegram, which I did kind of screwed up way because I wasn't planning it. I just went to I keep planning to plan it, and I never get around to planning it. So it's better to go off half-cocked than never go off, don't you agree? Better to blast the enemy with torpedoes, even if you... miss. It still makes for nice fireworks off in the distance. Maybe you blow up a fishing boat or something. I'm being sarcastic. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Vox Day's joining us, and we will get to your calls, though, and then I'll play the call to prayer. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping me on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Another time. In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
All right, I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. And first, the top on the insanity, on the craziness that's taking place with our own government, rogue elements, saying that we've launched an attack, ladies and gentlemen, on the Russians because they attacked us. None of it's true. Trump says it's not true. There's no proof. But have we really launched an attack to then blame Trump by we, the criminals that have hijacked our nation? Sam and Justin and everybody, you've been holding patiently. Thanks for calling. Sam in Arizona, what do you think's happening?
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Before I get to my point of we're overdue for American Chernobyl, I want to call you out as a coward. You are a coward not to allow this one listener to come on and express his opinion about the rapture. Bible Dan, he deserved to come on the show. And
hold on, put the guy on hold. But sir, you are Bible Dan, and we have an open phones about the cyber attack on Russia that they say happened, that Trump says we didn't do, that's criminal if we did, that could start a giant war, and then you're calling in because I've debated whether there's a pre- or post-rapture, and that's not how talk radio works, sir. That's not how talk radio works. I got to let you go, Sam. I'm not a coward. You call in all the shows, and you disagree on the rapture. And if we ever having a rapture show, that'd be a good show to have about that, the Mark of the Beast and all this, then you should call in. Or you could have called in. I said first-time callers. You lied to get on air. That's not very Christian. Justin in New York. Justin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello there.
Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I'm a great fan. I've been listening since 2016.
Thank you, sir.
I'm really concerned about the whole deep state essentially just acting on the whole rebelling, they're just constant since, Trump couldn't even get Brennan to get his, security clearance removed. They're simply just going ahead with the war that Hillary wanted now, I guess.
Yes, Hillary wanted a cyber war with the Russians, with her lie that we were attacked by the Russians with no proof, that they stole the election and voting machines, totally made up. 80% of the bots in the election out of Russia, continentally, were Democrat bought. Anybody can hire firms in Russia to do stuff. Just as it geographically comes from there, it doesn't mean that it's the government. But 80% was Hillary, because she had 80% of the money in the campaign. And Michael Moore showed up at Russian events that were Russian-sponsored by bots against Trump. So, again, none of it's true. You don't know what to believe. Now they're saying this. It's crazy, Justin. I appreciate your call. Is there any points you want to make?
Now, what does Trump do to rectify this? What is his next step, essentially? Does he just get Patriot Elms of the military just to mass arrest the bureaucracy that's in treason?
I appreciate your call. That's where we are. We already see that's a form of martial law. But we're already under martial law. We have rogue government operating however it wants, whenever it wants, and trying to start wars. This is incredibly dangerous. Thank you, Justin. Great questions. Great points. Let's go ahead and take another call. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Preston. Preston in Missouri says the deep state needs to be contained. Boy, do I agree with you, Preston.
Yeah, I was wanting to call in not only about the New York Times piece on Russia, but really all the deep state or the media have to do is create a false flag that's obvious. Think of, Syria. And, make it obvious to Trump's base because we are awake to these false flags. Push hard with an official story and narrative through the press, and they will either drive a wedge between Trump and his intel communities or Trump in his base. It's one of the two.
Well, here's the problem. They built the whole NSA spy grid to cover the tracks of people doing illegal things inside of it. It was built by criminals. I've had the former head of the NSA technical explain that. That started in the 90s. And so a very small group of mutineers can make it look like the whole U.S. government's doing this. They were probably attacking Russia. Then they took credit for it, so Russia has to act to start a fight. It's just incredibly bold when you do attack somebody in a covert operation to take credit for it, whether it's true or not. And then obviously Trump doesn't know it went on. This is an incredible example of sabotage. Like I said, I want the Venezuelan dictator out of there. But Trump would get sabotaged like Bay of Pigs by the neocons if he tried to do it. You can bet they would sabotage it. So if you learn one thing about these globalists, they operate the same over and over and over again because they want to exercise power in a raw way and they want to overwhelm the will of the people. Does that make sense?
It does. But look what they do with Syria when Trump was forced to do the airstrike. And I was with you. I was so proud of you in that moment where you had your conviction. We knew it was a false flag. We knew they were pushing it with Obama's red line speech and Trump. We don't think he fell for it. He bombed an empty airfield. Nobody really got hurt. I think maybe one military person from Syria did get killed. But Trump did something of low damage, maybe to appease the base. But you said F Trump on air, and I was proud of you in that moment because it looked like the neocons were able to deceive Trump and he was going along. But we never know whether or not Trump's trying to play the middle game. He's trying to keep his enemies close, his friends close, his enemies closer. He wants these deep state people around. They give him intel. He knows Gina Haskell gave him false intel about the.
No, I hear you. And you know, you callers are all amazing. But Joe Rogan had a joke like 20 years ago about it's the year 2000. And by then we were supposed to be flying around on silver jetpacks. But now I step behind a bush and my cell phone craps out. It's like these cell phones. I think it's the longer you hold, too. It, like, downgrades the quality or whatever. Yeah, but it's just like these calls. Thank you so much. I have to focus to hear what you're saying. And when I finally hear what you're saying, it's really smart. Preston, thank you so much. Let's see if this other caller's got any quality at all. Let's see if Brighton in Texas is intelligible. By the way, folks, when you can call in on landlines, they're so good. They're so beautiful. They're so crisp. Kind of an example of how newer technology isn't necessarily better, right? Brighton in Texas. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I'm very happy for having me on. Thank you. So what I was going to talk about is how the book that you recommended, None Dare Call It Conspiracy.
Yes.
How it's relating to everything that's happening right now, especially with the cyber and space and security and how our government's lying to us and stuff like that.
I totally agree. Give us your take.
I'm not sure if it's on InfoWars Store right now, but the movie Armageddon, all that is relating to what's going on about, the government's been lying to us and with everything with the blackouts and everything. I mean, what's going to be the next step for, America? Like, is the, EMP and all that going to hit or what, Because our country is just going so downhill, And I'm 16, so, being a young American, I'm worried about these things.
Well, now that you say it, I mean, it just really makes me worry about my children because the world is just accelerating towards a crazier and crazier and crazier and more out of control place. And again, from the doctrines of war, the doctrines of being the good guys, from any angle you slice it, it's got neocon written all over it, but now the Democrats are basically neocons and say they just want war, period. The neocons say, we're God, we're America, we're going to start wars, but they're not America. They're globalists that want to get rid of America. And then they say they attacked Russia. And so now Russia can attack us. They're trying to start a war. It's insane. What would we do if Russia came out and said, we've broken into your stuff and are trying to bring down your power plants and have planted viruses all over you? We would get so mad at Russia. But see, imagine if the Russian government said, we've planted stuff on your servers, we're trying to bring you down and crash your power grid. And then Putin said, that's not true. You'd go, oh my gosh, that government's in shambles. That country is super dangerous. That country's out of control. And it's when things are that confusing that we could get a nuclear war that much easier. This is a global, total, insane asylum crisis. And Trump must get control of the government. It's not his fault they're traitors and criminals, but he must take action against them. The people that have done this need to be identified, and they need to get in big trouble now. You go, oh, but they've got secrets. They'll bring them out with all these bad things. Look, the Pentagon knows what to deal with people like this, okay? Kayak accidents. We'll be right back. I'm serious. Kayak. They all need to take swims tonight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
all right. I have got a ton of news to cover and a short time to get there. We've got Vox Day, smart author and talk show host, syndicated columnist in his own right, to get into these different topics. But I saw that he was writing some really interesting stuff last week about the Tankard attack. I know he lives over in Europe and has a lot of sources. And at first I was thinking this might be real because Iran had threatened to sink tankers there. But then that was the advice basically John Kerry gave them. And then you see all these other experts coming out and evidence that the Iranians didn't do it, where they're trying to stop another Lipit mine from going off. But regardless, the fact is most Americans on its face are wary because we've seen so many false flags, fake WMDs, Jesse Smollett case, the Covington kids. My listeners, some of them got mad at me when I was saying maybe it's real. Well, I mean, I don't say everything is a false flag every time. But, it can be a real event. We've had naval wars with the Iranians before, like Operation Praying Mantis back in the late 1980s. But Vox Day's got his view on this. But now, Vox, I know you're aware of it. I want to bring this up first. How big a deal do you think it is? And how we get people upset about this? The New York Times comes out and says that we've been cyber attacking Russian power grids, trying to bring them down and planning stuff on them for months, and that Trump knows about it. And then Trump comes out and says, no, I don't know about it. It's treason and that's a lie. Plus, even if you did offensively attack somebody, that's illegal in the International Hague, everywhere else. So to me, that is a diplomatic false flag right there of biblical proportions. This is about the biggest thing I've ever seen. We saw Hillary obviously say for years ago, we should cyber attack them. They put the lie in there that we had supposedly, you've been attacking them before, so it's okay. What do you really think's going on here? I think they're planning something big.
I don't think they're planning something per se, but I really like the way that you described it as a diplomatic false flag, because that's exactly what it is. The neocons have been banging the drums for war with Russia almost since Putin took over. And so I see this diplomatic false flag as yet another attempt to try to stir dissension between the U.S. and Russia in the same way that, there have been numerous attempts going into related to the Syria thing, related to Turkey. There's this consistent attempt to try to provoke war with Russia, which, of course, is absolutely insane at this point in time.
I am speechless, which is a rare thing. When Trump says it's treason, he's right. And I think it's clearly also meant to make Trump look weak, like he doesn't know what he's doing. But I keep raising this. What would we do if Putin came out and said, I've been attacking you. I've been attacking your servers. I'm trying to bring down your power plants because you meddled in my elections. The U.S. admits $5 billion per election trying to topple Putin. That's not even hidden. He still wouldn't have the excuse to try to take down our power plants. That's an act of physical war. That can make nuclear reactors melt down. That can kill people in hospitals. That could, I mean, it's just such a Hitlerian event. I mean, it's so beyond even Hitler. I mean, trying to bring down people's power grids preemptively?
I think that this is directly connected to the recent release of the Chernobyl show. I don't know if you've seen it.
But yes, well, I've heard about it.
It's a really good 5-part miniseries. I actually watched the whole thing. Not entirely true, but, you know, it's a docudrama. I have the impression that that was used as, I'm not saying that the documentary was created for this purpose, but given how successful the documentary has been, how much interest there's been in it, and the understanding that there is a relationship between the power grid and the nuclear reactors and so forth, which was intrinsically related to the Chernobyl meltdown, or Chernobyl explosion, I strongly suspect that they thought, hey, we can use this as a way of creating more pressure for war with Russia. Now, the thing is, it's not going to work because Putin is very, very well aware of the desire of the neocons and some parties to stoke war between the U.S. and Russia, and he's just not taking the bait. I mean, he didn't take the bait when Turkey shot down a Russian jet. They're not going to take the bait over a diplomatic false flag like this.
And they said the Russians shot down the Indonesian airline, and they've been having proxy wars in Ukraine, and they've moved missiles up to the edges of Russia, and it just goes on and on. All these Russian diplomats and security heads being murdered. I mean, the West is in a war with Russia, but it's offensive. That's why I said Hitlerian, because it was Hitler that last at this level in Operation Barbarossa invaded Russia. And I'm not a Russophile. Russia's not perfect, but they're not offensively attacking us. And I said this last hour, you're absolutely right, or actually first hour, that Chernobyl, you can't just turn these off, and you can't just send the power out of the grids down, so that's what causes these meltdowns. And they still got a bunch of old reactors in Russia, so bringing down their power grid is an act of total insanity.
Well, especially because the U.S. is not in the position of being the global monopolar, you know, the global unipolar power anymore. The U.S. is still the strongest military in the world, but we no longer have the ability to simultaneously engage in two full-scale wars on two different fronts, which, you know, back in the 80s and 90s was the plan. And my take, and this is just my interpretation, I could be completely wrong, but my take is that everybody understands that the U.S. advantage over China and over Russia is decreasing. And we're not just talking about the current state of the militaries. We're talking about the entire state of their societies. You know, the United States today is not the United States of 1945 or 1940. And so we don't have the industrial advantage over China that we had over Japan and over Germany. We don't have the more intelligent population anymore. You know, the average IQ of the U.S. has probably fallen by about 10 points over the last 50 years. And
that's all true. I mean, you watch Pentagon briefings and you watch the different briefings of the Senate. They admit our advantage is eroding. And let's just say it, our people on average are satanic goblins. It doesn't mean everybody, but we are turning into a fallen group of people where we teach our little boys to play video games all day and put dresses on. And those people aren't going to run the world.
Well, especially if you look at the recent reports, there was a story on Breitbart about how about three or four gamma males in the Navy SEALs were all butthurt about their high-performing commander expecting them to perform at a respectable level as part of their SEAL team. And they basically waged a campaign against him and were crying over things like, you know, somebody ate my cookie butter and somebody stole my can of Red Bull.
Should we get them all little pink skirts? Let's talk about that when we come back. The disease of victimology with Vox Dave.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Show, demonized, attacked, lied about everywhere, because the system knows we're doing our research and we are warning the public ahead of time so they can recognize what's happened and say no to it. I want to get into the whole world government currency being announced by Facebook. I want to hit some other issues with Vox Day, syndicated columnist and author. His websites are up on Infowars.com linked, but unauthorized.tv. Is one of them. We also sell at InfoWarsStore.com his book, Jordanetics, Journey into the Mind of Humanity's Greatest Thinker. That's being a little bit sarcastic. It kind of shows the psyop. I'm not even attacking the guy overall, but it's good to look at. And we've also got Alt Hero, which is a whole bunch of great comics that are from a pro-human, pro-Western perspective. They're very popular. They sell out all the time. We sell them at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can find them all right there. And separately, it is purchases at the site that obviously fund 80% of what we do here. I am going to bring a couple sponsors on because we need the funding to maintain and expand a few shows and to expand some more reporters. I mean, they have fought us to a standstill with all the unprecedented attacks that you've seen, a lot we haven't told you about. We're still here thanks to your prayers, your support. But I don't do marketing. I just go with what I think is the best deal for myself and how I'd want to be treated. But talking to a few folks that have been in marketing, they're like, man, you really only do mark up your supplements and things 150%, and then you always discount 25%. So people are going to wait till it's 50. And then when you do sell at 50, you sell a lot more, but you don't crack that number of selling so much more that it brings in more money. And then everybody's habituated to 50% off. So it really just comes down to that. Folks, when you get the fluoride-free toothpaste Super Blue, it's great. It's concentrated. It doesn't have fillers. It's got high-quality iodine and colloidal silver in it. It's a great deal at what we normally sell it for. It's an amazing deal at $7.48 because there's no filler. Most stuff is super thick like dirt or like paste because it's silicates and fillers. This doesn't have that stuff in it, ladies and gentlemen. It's concentrated. So it's equivalent to like three tubes of toothpaste. Well, it's all 50% off, double Patriot points on your next order, set of 5%, that's 10%, and free shipping store-wide on everything. In the supplement category, Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Brain Force Plus, all of it, the great protein bars. They're the highest quality, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. So getting back to Vox Day, you were getting into, I think we're going to call it feminization of men, because that's not really, it kind of insults women. It's turning men into sycophantic, pliant, fake, shallow people that don't want to help anybody, but just prance around like everybody's living in a sitcom or something. And then meanwhile, USA Powerlifting Federation prepares to defend transgender athlete policy in court. And they say at some point we're going to have to defend the biology and stand on women being a protected class. And it might as well start in Minnesota. The head of the powerlifting president told the Daily Caller. The idea that almost all over the world now, the winners of all the powerlifting, of all the running, of all the races, are biological big men who would do okay competing against other men. And then they come in and win all the things and take the trophies and take the money. At the Olympics, they've got hermaphrodites running that have got testicles in a man's body. And they go, well, we did the magic wand. He feels like he's a woman. This is a mind control joke. It's the religion of the left. And where do you see this going with the, what's the end game of this?
Well, the end game of this is the complete collapse of the equalitarian structure. This was inevitable. There is no equality. If you actually look at the facts, there is no equality of any kind, not legal, not spiritual, not material, not conceptual. Equality is and always will be a total lie. And so because a lot of us want to cling to a part of the myth but reject the rest of it, it creates the opportunity for more of the lie to creep in. And now we're at the point where the lie is so has penetrated so far that even those of us who genuinely believe in various forms of equality can't accept it any longer. And so I think that the entire structure of equality is going to collapse, but unfortunately, probably not as soon as it should.
And let's go further into a microcosm, or sorry, just a microcosm, it's 35,000 foot view. Asians are the top 9 earning groups before white people or anybody else in this country. And because they apply themselves and work very hard, now all these universities and Harvard have said, well, we're going to give them a bad social score and say that they don't have souls, basically. And then the Asians sue, and the left doesn't know what to do because they're so busy demonizing white people. Now they're like, well, let's say it's Asians now. It's mainly white liberals running it that just want to keep and control minorities and, you know, make them have chips on their shoulders and believe that they could never excel or work hard. They're just going to be some protected little suboid class they control. It's just incredible to watch them. When the majority of the planet's Asian, and Asians are coming in, and they're being successful, to then say, well, it's because of what color you are, you've got an advantage, or what race you are. So now they're having to engage in the most classic form of racism you can imagine, and suppress people that, according to these systems, are working harder and doing a better job. It just doesn't hold water.
Well, that's not the only place that the battle is taking place. Hollywood is another major one. You've already seen a lot of Chinese money flooding in, and now the battle is moving to the technological front because Facebook and Google and those companies are directly in the sights of a number of the Chinese and South Korean companies. The Japanese have never really been focused externally. You know, that even though there was that whole Japan Inc. thing back in the 80s, that was never really a threat to any of the interest groups in the U.S.
And we were cutting their oil off for 30 years is why we got World War II.
Yeah, that didn't help. But when you look at China and you look at South Korea, they're coming in and they're coming in hard and hot. And, you know, I find it really remarkable that the big social media companies are being so foolish as to attempt to cut off, you know, at least a third of their market when within 5 years they're going to be getting overrun by the Asian alternatives. You know, I don't think that people realize it, but the biggest Chinese company out there already has a payment processing structure that completely pervades the United States. They're not using it to compete yet with PayPal and Stripe and MasterCard.
Because they haven't decided to pull the trigger yet. They're getting their whole thing in place.
Well, right now they're just using it for, nationals sending money back to the homeland. You know, it's basically like a Western Union for them. But it's not going to take long. I mean, we're talking within a matter of months if they wanted to. They could turn it into something that would destroy the U.S. payment systems, the private companies, would outcompete them as rapidly as Huawei has outcompeted Apple. And none of these Silicon Valley companies see it coming. They're so busy trying to kick you off of everything, of trying to ban me from, you know, both of us are personally banned from setting foot on the Mountain View campus of Google as if we wanted to. They're focused on that. And meanwhile, companies like Samsung and Huawei and other companies that are even bigger are preparing to completely eat their lunch in much the same way that those Asian students are.
Because they're following the old globalist ideology of dominating America, even though they have all these real big enemies that didn't follow their globalist model, they're still just trying to overthrow Western civilization because they believe that's still the dominant force. But in their overthrow of the West, they destroyed any power base they would have ever had. That's basically it. They sacrificed the golden goose so they could pee-pee on it and feel powerful. Which is what a bunch of leftists.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, folks, I hate to cover this, but I have to because it's rolling in every hour. Video of children 8, 9, 10 years old, almost naked, simulating sex with adults, having money thrown at them, putting money in the G-strings of obese men. And as long as they call it drag queening, it's supposedly cute. Now, what it is pedophile grooming and training. So a new shocking story that's right along the lines of what Vox Day and I were just discussing. Got Alex Jones here, just tuned in. Video showing child twerking. And this isn't like your average twerk. This is humping the ground, spreading his legs, simulating adults all over him. Adults celebrating a sexual activity of an 8-year-old at gay pride parade causes outrage. If I'm a bigot for opposing this evil, then so be it. The clip posted on Twitter shows a boy around ages 8 to 10 years old performing the provocative dance in which the performer thrusts their hips back and forth and shake their buttocks while squatting. And he has everything on but short shorts. If I'm a bigot for opposing this evil, then so be it, said Greg Palmer, who posted the original video, which now has over 1 million views. Other respondents echoed his sentiment. This is pure evil being pushed by the left, said Robbie Starbuck. They're sexualizing kids and working to socially engineer the world where kids have no innocence. I don't think they realize what a red line this is for many of us. We must fight this evil. They'll never be okay. And it goes on. No, the left knows. It came out of Viacom 15 years ago. They wanted to sexualize five-year-olds. They want control. They want to screw them up. Makes me so sad how much of this is seen in a short kid's life. Kids like this feel used before they're even grown, said another Twitter user. And it goes on, ladies and gentlemen. Here's another one. Drag queen admits that he's here to groom your children. That was at Lafayette, Louisiana, and telling the people they were evil, that they were bad, and that we're coming, we're going to get your kids. This weekend, they had armed Antifa out at a library so that we, quote, couldn't cover it, and they assaulted Owen Schroyer on video and began humping him. I'll play that after Vox leaves us. But, yes, just running up and start humping a reporter. It's all about dominating. It's all about control. It's all about evil. And it's who these people are, so that he couldn't even get into the library or get near the godlike drag queen that they were bringing the little children to, like offerings to Moloch. So let's play that clip for the man saying, "Your children are mine." Here it is.
Hi, my name is Ellen Pontiff. I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Storytime. So apparently to a lot of people in this room, I'm the big boogeyman. I am just as talented as a singer or a dancer or anyone that has a special talent. It just mine is dressing up as a woman and entertaining a crowd. The eyes that people give you whenever they think that you are the one that's in support of this event is truly disgusting. But I'm here to let you know that this event is something that's going to be very beautiful. And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did. And just because I said that, you heard the little plore of people behind me. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting that he says he's coming to groom your children, whether you like it or not. So in the past, these guys had to creep up to your backyard or try to get into the window at night or become a school counselor and kind of get the kid in the corner real fast. But not now. You're disgusting. And now let's play the convicted murderer with his buddy that has the show where Desmond comes on, other little kids, and the guys that invented the club kid movement, talking about bring your children to the screen. The corruption is about to begin. Here it is.
And now we've got something to show you, and we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now. What we're going to show you is going to leave an impression on them, and we hope the impression will be that they grow up, if they're 3 or 4 or 5 years old, to become 7 or 8 year old drag queen performers.
I mean, both those guys could be in serial killer roles that like that and win Academy Awards. Oh, but one of them actually is a famous killer that chopped up a man. But it's okay. He got out of jail because he's liberal. Liberal. Vox Day. What is the whole point of this coming out at our children, the LGBTP movement?
Oh, it's all satanic pedophiles. They're pure evil. And, you know, this strips away all of the veneer. You know, it's not about Democrats versus Republicans. It's not about liberals versus conservatives. It's not even about nationalists versus globalists. It's ultimately about Christians versus Satanists. You know, these are the children of the devil. And, that's why they want to destroy Western civilization. That's why they want to destroy Christian civilization. And, you know, they're just the avant-garde. They're just the vanguard. But, you know, the movement runs broad and deep. You know, it goes like Ben Shapiro trying to claim that Western civilization is Judeo-Christian and is based in Jerusalem and Athens. It's total nonsense. Totally false. You know, he is an intellectual drag queen in the same way that these are, you know, child sacrificing drag queens.
Well, I don't like Ben Shapiro because he's an ever-Trumper and things, but I've read a lot of history. But quantify your statement that Western civilization has nothing to do with Jews or with the Greeks.
No, it does have to do with the Greeks. There are three pillars of Western civilization.
Oh, I thought you said Athens. You said not
No. He claims that Western civilization is Athens plus Jerusalem. And that's totally false because it leaves out both Christianity and it leaves out the European nations, which are actually...
He leaves them completely out. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes. And so, and this is all intentional. It's all related. You know, I mean, it goes back... What they're trying to do now with Western civilization is they're trying to do to Western civilization what was done to America 50, 60 years ago. You know, when they started defining America as a nation of immigrants and a melting pot and all this other nonsense that was totally false. Now they're attempting to do that to Western civilization. You know, Shapiro is just trying to redefine Western civilization in the same way that the United States of America was redefined, you know, after World War II.
Well, there's no doubt that Shapiro and Jordan Peterson have been force-fed from the top right in. And I am seeing, even though they're force-fed by Google, their numbers are starting to decline. So I see them working a lot harder now and things. I'm not in competition with them. I wish they were on our team. But I do see them, like Peterson has a lecture explaining, well, Christianity's good, but of course it's a fable, but it's got good lessons for us all. I mean, so the devil couldn't be doing a better job.
It all comes down to the same thing. Like I said, ultimately, at the end of the day, you either serve God through Jesus Christ or you serve the God of this world. And you know, that's why I think it's always important to ask, who is your master? Who is your God?
It's definitely a religious demarcation line, because I've noticed a cultist of any type, they always have their loving liberal white magic cover, but it's always evil. They always know if you're a Christian, even if you don't say it, and they always want to destroy you, and they're always in the process of being destroyed themselves. And the final thing is the corruption of children.
That's where it always ends up. Where you see the clue, the reliable clue, the reliable tell, is in the inversion. You know, in the Bible, it's written, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And you know, that's a specific example of inversion.
And when the Bible says whoa, that means your ass is about to get struck by lightning. In fact, for TV viewers, you're seeing this nightmare. This drag, because the controllers of the kids always wearing clown makeup. That's the disguise. It's not a drag queen. It's a clown group. So a man in a clown outfit is sexually kind of humping towards him, and he tells him, twerk now, do your trick, and the boy does it for him, and it's disgusting.
Well, and it's supposed to be, because they are always attempting to invert the good, the beautiful, and the true. That's why that drag queen who was speaking publicly was talking about how they were disgusting. The way that they look at me is disgusting. No, it's not. He knows he's the disgusting one. He knows he's the evil one, but he's attempting to invert the truth. And that's why you always see evil.
That's why he said, this little group behind me. No, they built America. They're good people. They're Christians. They love God. They're upset. They're hardworking. And you're going, this little. So it's like a demon. This little group has nothing. I'll spend time with your children. And it's got to be beautiful when I groom them. And he goes on, I'm a sex worker by night, and I know to keep my sex away when I'm with your children. And you're just like, holy hell! Box Day, always great having you. Is unauthorized.tv the best website?
Well, I'm a little biased, but give us a shot.
That woman, that's the best one. You got a bunch of websites. All right, and get his comic books at InfoWars.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.